Up next, continuing our alternative energy themes, is really an alternative energy idea. You've probably heard, of course, of biofuel from algae. Continental Airlines flew an airplane this month on fuel made partly from algae. But my next guest has a slightly different approach, and he suggests one kind of algae, diatoms, that could be engineered so that they can sort of be milked for oil, like you milk a cow for milk. Richard Gordon is a professor in the Department of Radiology at the University of Manitoba in Canada. He's co-author of a paper on diatom milking out in the journal Industrial and Engineering Chemistry Research. Welcome to the program, Dr. Gordon.
Hi, how are you doing?
How do you milk a diatom?
How do you milk a diatom? Well, we don't know yet. The problem is this. All sorts of things are secreted by diatoms, their own shells, various polysaccharides, including those used for motility. So we know they're capable of secreting various things. If you look at cows have oil drops. We call them fat globules. They are secreted into the milk ducts, and that's where we get the fat and the milk. So the question here is, can we genetically engineer diatoms so that they act like cows? To turn the question around, if you consider the way algae are used now, suppose I propose the following method of obtaining milk from cows. And that is, you grow up the cows in very large numbers, and then you grind them up, and then you extract the milk from them. If we did dairy farming that way, you can see that it would be a somewhat difficult process. And to be honest, I don't see much difference between a cow and a diatom except for size.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying that we're basically, when we make oil out of algae, we're grinding up the algae.
Yes.
And taking the oil out of it now. But you're saying we should be able to just turn the algae into little factories, that we don't kill the algae. We just they continue to make the oil for us.
Yes, yes.
Is that feasible? You're saying we have to genetically engineer the right algae?
Well, we need some research to see if it's feasible.
Yeah.
What makes it plausible is that they secrete many other things, and we know that some organisms, some plants, cows, et cetera, do secrete oil. Mm-hmm. So. It's probably a question of some clever genetic engineering, careful selection. There are about 200,000 species of diatoms to try to figure out which ones to start from. So there's a lot of potential if we can crack this little nut.
Mm-hmm. Do you think make pure oil that would not need any processing?
Well, diatoms produce naturally a whole range of organic materials from having a single carbon atom up to 30 that's in the range of that one would be interested in biofuels. Mm-hmm. And again, selective breeding or genetic manipulation could lead to having them produced perhaps even molecules right in the range that we need for gasoline, and so we could actually consider the possibility of diatoms secreting gasoline directly.
Remind us where we would see diatoms in everyday life.
The scum in your aquarium.
You can't get more everyday than that. Certainly my wife would agree with you.
The scum on your pool, if you want a pool. That's diatoms for the most part. Mm-hmm. Is that
what the White Cliffs of Dover are made out of?
They're partly that, yes. Mm-hmm. Diatom shells become diatomaceous earth. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure about the White Cliffs of Dover, what fraction of that is diatomaceous earth. But there are huge deposits of pure diatomaceous earth. They go back about 135 million years or so. So we've got there's some geological deposits of them.
Mm-hmm. And they are a kind of algae.
Yes, yes, they're single-celled algae. There's lots of them. It's been estimated that they're responsible for up to 25% of the world global on the global carbon dioxide fixation.
Wow!
So they're everywhere, but they're small, and we don't see them. Anywhere there's moisture and sunlight, you'll find diatoms.
So you should have no problem growing them if you need to.
Yeah, most of them aren't that hard to grow. That's not the problem. The problem is really putting our mind to it and seeing if we can turn them into a viable alternative energy source, which would give us gasoline at zero carbon footprint.
Are you working on this yourself?
Well, we came up with the idea in September, October, and wrote the paper. And now the question is, can we, you write the paper and then you say, okay, can we get some real work done now?
Do you have solar panels that use them?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
We've proposed the idea that you could build solar panels that would be something like leaves containing diatoms, which would produce the oil.
Uh-huh.
You can sort of mimic a leaf in a solar panel, or one possibility would actually be to try to create a symbiotic relationship between a plant and diatoms so that the some broad-leaved plants, let's say, carried the diatoms, which then made the oil. So that's another possibility.
All right. Well, good luck to you, Dr. Gordon, and we'll check back on the progress that you're making.
Okay.
Richard Gordon is professor in the Department of Radiology at the University of Manitoba in Canada and co-author of a paper on diatoms and how to milk oil out of them in the journal Industrial and Engineering Chemistry Research.